What's up, everybody? Mr. Hate Vicious here. Now, I'm going to talk about a topic that that I saw this earlier this morning or this afternoon. It was brought up by a couple of MGTOW brothers out there. But I've seen this. I've probably seen this about the same fucking time they've seen it. And then they made a post about it. And, this is fucking hilarious, man. You fucking women cannot just... You guys cannot just throw in the towel, can't you? You guys are over here fucking making some movement after movement after movement that don't fucking work. Why it don't work? Because it's a fucking movement. And then this fucking bitch is over here calling MGTOW a movement. It's not a fucking movement. It's philosophy, okay? It really is. You fucking women want to be... What's that word? Celibate? The definition of that? What is it? What is it? The definition of that? Of not being married and all this shit? You know, being by yourself and all this fucking shit? Because of religion? Or... You just don't want to be with anybody at all? That just fucking doesn't make any sense. You know, I'm looking at the goddamn fucking thing over here. I'm looking at it. Being celibate? A person who... abstains from marriage and sexual relationships? Oh, fucking please, man. Please. Please. Fucking women always want the D. You fucking always want the D. You want us men to fucking fix things for you and all this shit. You always need a man in your fucking life. I'm sorry, but you always need a man in your life. And you guys over here saying, a lot of you women out there, you're over here saying that you're equal to us. You're not equal to us. If you were equal to us, you know what, you could do the same thing that I can. There would be an equal amount of women that could do auto glass, okay? To do auto glass, there'd be an equal amount of women doing auto glass and an equal amount of men doing auto glass. But you're not equal to us. You guys claim that you're equal to us, but do you women get drafted and go to war and get killed? No, we fucking go to war and we get killed. How's that equality? How's that? How are you guys fucking helping? You're not. You're not helping at all. And what's this fucking movement this chick is fucking talking about here? What is this? What is this garbage here? Oh my god, man. Jesus Christ. You women don't give up. You guys get triggered by our fucking goddamn philosophy, and you get triggered by it. And she even called her own goddamn acronym a fucking goddamn movement. You know where all... Us men, we all know where movements go. They go nowhere. They go nowhere, and they're hypocritical, and they're stupid. Fucking feminists. They want to claim equality. They want to claim equality, and they want to accept themselves, to us, as an equal. They think they're equal as men. They're not. You're not as equal as us. Please. Okay. You fucking feminists out there, you claim equality. But you go to the goddamn courts and everything, and you're over here demanding this, and you're demanding that from us, and all this fucking shit. Okay? We treated you with respect in the beginning, men or women. You were never oppressed. You're always saying, oh, we're oppressed and all this fucking shit and this and that. Okay, we gave you the right to vote, which was fine. We gave you the right to go to college and get an education, which was fine. That's what we gave you in the beginning. And then you wanted more. We're still oppressed and blah, 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 and this and that. You were never oppressed, even if you were working. You were never fucking oppressed, period. If you were a housewife, you were never fucking oppressed. You know very goddamn well that the man is out there making the goddamn money. Okay, he's out there making the goddamn money, bringing home the bacon. All you had to do was fucking cook and then wash our clothes. That was it. That's all we asked from you. Period. That's it. And if we had kids, you took care of them. because you wanted to have kids. And every fucking goddamn woman on this earth wants to have kids. You wanted to have kids? Well then, take care of them. Because us men, we can't be there to take care of them because we're out there working our asses off to fucking bring home the bacon, right? Oppressed my motherfucking ass. You were never oppressed, and you're not fucking oppressed now. Because more women out there are going to college. More women out there are making a lot of goddamn money. And more women out there are getting married because they know they can, and they know very goddamn well the system. And they're over here fucking around with Sancho or Chad or whoever, Tyrone, fucking around with them. And if we catch you while we're married to you, nothing bad's going to happen to you. You're just going to go, take me to court. Whoops. The court's going to be on my side. That's what you're going to say. You're just going to go, whoops. I got caught. Whoops. What are you going to do about it? You're going to look at your husband that you're with, and you're going to be like, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to fucking do about it? Whoops. Come on. You want to come up with these fucking bullshit things. I mean, CW, what is it? What is it? Collaborate women going their own way. Celibate women going their own way. Yeah, I thought she spelt it wrong. Celibate women going their own way. Good girls going their own way. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no good girls. Now, if this bitch wants to collab with me, I'm gonna tell her that there are no good girls on this earth. There really isn't. There really isn't. There is no woman that's celibate, and there's no woman that can handle being on their own. Now, there's a bunch of ugly-ass women out there that can't get a man out there. Yeah, they try and be celibate, but you know what? They still, when they lay their head down at night, they're still dreaming of Prince Charming, their white knight. They're still doing it. But when they wake up, their little white knight is their kitty cat jumping on their lap, or jumping from the dresser onto your stomach to wake you up because it wants to be fed, or something like that. That's your white knight. No woman can be celibate. They cannot be alone. They can't. They need a man. And these fucking chameleons on here that's making this fucking acronym, CWGTOW. Like if it's a MGTOW thing. Okay? And this fucking bitch calls it a fucking movement. And she called MGTOW a movement. It's not a fucking movement, it's philosophy. And so far, I've been watching this girl's videos. So far, she has no philosophy. Period. There is no proof of women being good. There is no proof of women loving their man. There is no proof of a woman being okay with being alone. There's no proof of that. None. Women can't be alone. Us MGTOWs, we could be alone. Completely. And not fuck girls for years. I've done it. I've gone about 3 years without fucking a bitch. 3. I have. I got laid at 18. Okay, 18 years old. I waited until I was 18. I got laid that for the first time when I was 18. I could have got laid sooner, but I didn't do it. But when I was 18 years old, and you know what, and I stopped having sex, I was like, I went 18, 19, 20, and then 21. 3 years. So, and when I hit 21, that's when I started getting laid again. I can go years without fucking fucking a girl. True story. True fucking story, but I never met one woman out there that could not be alone. They have to fucking do something. And this is why this bitch right here, that's on the screen right here on my other computer. This is why she's making this shit up. She's trying to get attention from us. Okay, you guys. Let's just thumbs down her fucking videos. There's 357 views on her video that I'm looking at right now. But why is there 111 dislikes on here? If you're a fucking MGTOW, you better go back and you better fucking thumbs down this fucking video. You better fucking do that. And I see 7 likes on her channel. This woman is walking into a goddamn area. She does not have no goddamn clue what she's getting herself into. I've seen a lot of women try this. And a lot of women go. I've seen a lot of women take their own goddamn channels because they can't fucking handle this. Because MGTOW is fucking real. It really is. It's fucking real. This shit is fucking real. These women need to stop with their fuckery. This woman on this fucking channel is fucking clearly a goddamn chameleon. Just like Rose Blades, all these fucking women out there, they are fucking chameleons. They are trying to help us out, it looks like, but you know what? Their help is not wanted. Because we know exactly what they're trying to do. They are trying to lure us back into the plantation. We don't want to go there anymore. We don't want to go there. A lot of people tell me I'm not a MGTOW because I still interact with women. But you know what? I'm doing a business transaction with women. I'm in the adult industry. I know a lot about female nature. I really do. I know exactly what they're like. And this fucking woman on here, I know exactly what she's trying to pull here. She's over here fucking trying to pull some of the female fuckery that's going on the fucking internet. She's a goddamn chameleon. She's over here saying to us that she don't agree with feminism and all this fucking bullshit. And it's just bullshit that's coming out of her goddamn mouth. We've seen this shit once before. And she's over here trying to convince us to trust her. No fucking way. No. I mean, everything she's saying is just fucked.
Hi, my name is Christina, and I came up with my own version of the MGTOW movement for women.
Did you hear that?
Not just any women.
She said the MGTOW movement. We are not a movement. We're a fucking philosophy. We have facts here. Where are yours? Where are your fucking facts? And you're calling your own goddamn acronym a fucking goddamn movement. Movements don't work. Just like feminism don't work. They claim equality, but they're not equal to us. They're not. They want equal pay and everything and equal rights and all this shit. But then yet, when we get divorced by them, they want to take everything that we fucking earned. Yeah, that's equality. Okay, when you decide to divorce me, if I were married to someone, to a fucking woman, if they decided to divorce me, you take what the fuck is yours and I take what the fuck is mine and we get the fuck out of here. If the house is mine and under my fucking name, you know, before we got married, shit, that's my fucking house. You get out of here. Fucking stupid, man. Jesus.
For celibate women. So I coined
celibate women, god damn it. Go, God, Jesus Christ.
Or triple G Ito. And basically that's short for celibate women going their own way or good girls going their own way.
Good girls?
Honey,
I don't care if you're in the adult industry. I don't care if you're an exotic dancer. I don't care if you're a church-going girl. I don't care. I don't care if you're a fucking woman who saw this philosophy of MGTOW and you're trying to fucking change it. You're not a good girl. I'm sorry. There are no good girls out there. Period. You don't think those women that I work with in the adult industry, when they go into the bathroom, you don't think they're making fun of me and the next guy that's played in a video with her? You don't think they're having a meeting in there? I guarantee fucking to you they're making fun of you. They are. I remember on Facebook, one of my buddies that's in the adult industry, I remember he took snapshots of all the conversations they were having of these girls. They were talking amongst each other. I could not believe. I believed it, but what was in shock is because when they were talking to him and being friendly with him, then all of a sudden they turned their back on him and started talking all this shit. So he confronted them on their bullshit and all this shit, and then they backed down and they started apologizing and everything. He just put them in their place. And I mean, he helped them out in the adult industry. Helped them out by playing in his movies, because he's a pretty big deal. But he got hurt because they were talking shit about him. He fucking took all these girls under his wing and then got them into the door, and now they're making all this money, and now it's like them, you know what I mean? It's like he was giving them clothes and money and food and shelter, and then once they didn't need it anymore, they straight up slapped him across his face. That's what happened. I saw those fucking messages and I was like, whoa, dude, what the fuck? He's all, Cam, everything's okay now. You know, I worked everything out. Everything is okay. I was like, okay, good, because I was going to jump in there. Because I'm in the same field as you are. I don't want any fucking women talking shit about me after I fucking, you know, gave them a good reputation. That's fucking fucked up. And these fucking chameleons like this fucking bitch. Mr. Forma, Mr. Elite.
I guess I can
caught on to this shit. I saw her.
For a very long time, I've been a good girl going my own way.
Bullshit.
And that's what has kept me celibate, sparing myself from many unnecessary heartbreaks.
Celibate.
And also keeping all
No woman is celibate. They always need a man in their life. Yeah, you're celibate until you fucking get a flat tire. Now you're flagging some man down.
World.
To change it for you. Yeah, I've seen that already. Twice.
That's what you want. I came up with celibate women going their own way as a co-supporting movement to make.
You know, I'm not gonna even watch this anymore because I watched her fucking videos already. It's disgusting. It's just another chameleon tactic. That's all it is. That's all it is. She's a chameleon. That's all it is. She's trying to fucking take us MGTOWs out of our mindset and just fucking turn us into a goddamn chameleon. I mean, a goddamn fucking, you know what I mean, simpy ass motherfucker. There has been chameleons in the MGTOW manosphere, you know what I mean? These hustlers out there collecting money and all this fucking shit, and then turning around, slapping us in the face, and be like, you know what? Thanks for your fucking charity. Fuck you. Fuck all MGTOWs. Like Angry MGTOW did? That's fucked up, dude. That's really fucked up. You gotta be a fucking complete psycho to be fucking doing shit like that. Like this fucking bitch right here. She's psycho. She doesn't even know what the fuck she's talking about. And I wrote on the comment section to her, I was like, you know what, honey? You are fucking... you don't know what the fuck you're getting yourself into. And she's already triggered already. She's triggered already because all the soldiers in MGTOW are fucking over here telling her what she's doing wrong, and she doesn't want to listen to it. She thinks she's doing right here. You're not doing right. You're doing wrong. You're being like every fucking goddamn chameleon out there that has infiltrated the manosphere of MGTOW. This is ridiculous. This is absolute insanity right here. God, what is next? What the hell is next? What the hell are you going to come up with next, ladies? What the fuck are you going to come up with next? CWGTOW. What the fuck? What else are you going to do? Huh? What else are you going to do? What the fuck are you guys doing? You guys just can't handle the fact that we're actually going our own goddamn way! You hate it! Celibate my fucking ass. Shit. I've never seen one woman that could handle herself being a fucking alone. I can't see that. I'm sorry. Every fucking woman wants a man in their fucking life. I am sorry. That's just the bottom line and that's the truth. Hijo de chingao, man. Fucking son of a bitch. Stupid. And if we had equal rights, like these feminists say, we have equal rights, we're equal with one another, then why did you feminists go to the courts and rigged it up so this way we can lose everything? Why did you fucking do that? If we're so fucking equal, why are you so entitled to all of our shit? Shit that we fucking earned before we even fucking knew who you were. Why do we owe you anything? You get the final decision. You women get the final decision. You guys decide whether or not you fucking go on a date with us, have sex with us, give us the first kiss, get married to us, and then you get the final decision whether or not you want to throw us away. Like a used fucking magazine. You design it so you can do all that, so you guys could persuade yourselves as the fucking prize. And so you guys mark yourself as the prize, and you realize, well, since we're the prize, everything you've earned and worked hard for, I want your jet skis, I want your boat, I want your fucking motorhome, I want your fucking four-wheelers, I want the house, I want everything, and I want a payment when I fucking leave. Yeah, that is equal rights. Yeah. And what this bitch is doing? Being a fucking goddamn chameleon. Just trying to lure us back into the plantation and take our shit. Obviously, she ain't married. And I could tell by looking at her why she's not married. She's a thotty. I can tell. But the type of thotty that will rip you off in divorce court. She's not the type of thotty that I'm looking for that will negotiate a deal and fuck on camera and I send off the content. I make money and she makes money. Because I paid her once, a one-time payment, and it's not going to be that much. Hookers don't ask for much. Adult film stars, they shouldn't ask for much either. Because they're no different from a hooker. No different. Nope. I pay you a one-time fee. You sign a contract with me. You signed a model release. I send off the content that I shot with you. And I make my money. And I make it forever. As long as it's posted, I make it forever and ever. You only make it that one time. And you are not entitled to the money I make just because you're in there. Just because you're in the video. Stupid. This is going to be very, very fucking interesting because this showed up on my feed. And I looked at it. This girl, man, she does not know what the fuck she's diving into right now. And she can't be mad at us. She cannot be mad at us. She cannot be disappointed right now because she should have known this from the start. She should have done her goddamn research before she fucking started pulling bullshit like this. But the dislike should be a lot more than that. A lot more than that. What is the world coming to? Oh man, I cannot wait until the next Donald Trump election. I cannot fucking wait. From what I'm seeing on the goddamn internet, these feminists are trying to rise again. Antifa, these social justice warriors. Oh my fucking god. The left is on fire because they are losing. And when I say they're on fire, they're fucking, their heads, they blew a gasket and fire's coming out of it. And, you know what I mean? They're not going anywhere with their fucking so-called movements. MGTOW is the only way to go. Okay? It kept me safe. I'm safe today. You know what? I could still do my other thing on the other side. It still kept me safe. But originally, like I said to everybody, I am a Lycus 101 student. I do it the old school way, but I do it the new school way, because every day when I interact with women and I go about my life, even if I do go on a date with a woman, and I mean, a lot has changed since Tom Lycus has opened his mouth. And I mean, I'm still into his old philosophy, but you know what? It's old. It's done. And this is why I broke his rules a little bit. And you know what? I'm moving on, and I'm upgrading. Because life is my teacher, and I am always in a constant state of learning. But this shit with these fucking women, they are just fucking going hardcore, balls to the wall, trying to get our attention. Because they know they are losing our attention, because our philosophy is a lot stronger. We have facts on their fucking behavior. And I know female behavior. I know exactly what this woman is doing. She is being a goddamn chameleon. That's what the fuck she's doing. We all saw through this a long goddamn time ago. And holy shit. And they're making up this fucking shit? Celibate women going their own way? What the fuck is that? And this fucking woman is getting triggered in the comment section. What do you fucking expect, honey? You can't convince us that you're going to be on our side. The only way that you could probably reside on our side is if you change all these goddamn laws. You fucking punish every woman who uses the goddamn Me Too movement. Why don't you start by doing that? Change the laws. We don't owe you child support. We don't owe you fucking goddamn alimony. And if you want to be with us and you want us to take care of the kid and you want us to take care of you, then you be loyal to us. That's all you need to fucking do. You know what I mean? We give you everything while we're with you. But at the same time, you fucking feminists out there fucked up everything. You made it to where you can get up anytime you fucking want and be like, I'm taking your boat, I'm taking everything you earned, and the house, and you owe me a payment when you leave the house. Every fucking month. That is some fucking bullshit. Bullshit. If you want to help us out, change that fucking law and change that way of thought. Because you fucking feminists out there, you're not treating men and women as an equal. You're not. Okay? You're not treating us as an equal. Especially us men, because you're targeting us first. You are not equal to us, and you will never be equal to us. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. But this is some bullshit, though. What I'm looking at here, that is some fucking bullshit. Holy hell. Holy shit. You go this fucking far, women? You fucking women out there, you go this fucking far. This is where it's come down to? Holy shit. I'm Mr. Hate Vicious signing off. This is some bullshit. What are they going to come up with next? I wonder.